Hey, everyone. Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm introducing a new company to the show. The company is called Magna Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MGR and on the OTCQB under the symbol MGLQF. We're chatting with the president and CEO, Arturo Bonitas. Now, Arturo, the company is focused in Mexico, and there's a wide range of projects within the company's portfolio here, 7 projects in total, 1 that is in production, and 6 that are exploration focused, 3 in gold, 3 focused on silver. I want to start off with the operation side here. So the San Francisco mine, this project is now back up and running. I know some maybe seasoned precious metals investors will remember this project in the hands of some other companies, but more recently, you and your team have taken control of the San Francisco mine and gotten it back up to production. Arturo, give us a little background, please, on the San Francisco mine and the work that you and your team have done to get it back to producing.
Of course, Corey, thank you very much. The San Francisco mine is our producing asset. It's in the state of Sonora, Mexico. It's a 3-hour drive from where I live. The mine during the last 12 months had been on a ramp-up period. Ramp-up, I mean that mostly pre-stripping, refurbishing some equipment. So we finally gotten to a point where we can say that beginning in June, which is now, we are back into full-scale production, which means that we are now going to process between 18,000 and 20,000 metric tons per day of ore. And we shall be producing at a rate of about 70,000 ounces per year. We have also, during that period of time, increased the mineral resources, which will be published soon. To that respect, we acquired the mine with 1.4 million ounces of gold resources and a mine plan of 725,000 ounces extracted over the next 7.5 years. That is improving. We continue to drill and we continue to update our rock models and our resource models. So that's what we're very happy about what we've done here. The cash costs that we expect over the next 7 years would be an average of $11,060 per ounce. This is an average. Sometimes it will be lower. Sometimes we'll be a little higher. And the average, as I said, the average production profile will be around 70,000 ounces per year over the next 7-8 years. That will increase.
Okay, so is the strategy then at the San Francisco mine moving forward in the near term, it's going to be to increase the resource, but then also build on production, or is the production build going to come maybe a little bit later down on the road?
The immediate objective here is to generate cash, of course, fulfill our plan. And also on the resource side, we do have a lot of potential to grow. And not only potential, it's drilled off inferred resources that we are going to go and pursue. And the idea here is to at least increase the mine life and at least to take it to 10 years, which I think is very reachable. And we will be announcing that soon as far as our programs, our real programs. But the mine will be an interesting free cash flow generator over the next 7 years.
So then are you planning on using that free cash flow then to really focus on the building out of the resource?
Oh, it'll be, we have so many opportunities organically. We will use part of that to increase the resource, but we'll have sufficient cash to put into the other properties that we have, and coupled with some financing that we did lately. And we expect to move quite fast on the exploration targets.
Okay, let's talk about exploration projects then. We are going to move through this story fairly quickly, but I am going to have you back on the show, Arturo, to dive a bit more into some of these projects. Let's start off again. You have 6 exploration projects, 3 focused on gold, 3 focused on silver. Give us an overview of the gold-focused exploration projects, please.
Of course, when we started Magna Gold, it began as a capital pool corporation. And for that effect, we acquired a qualifying transaction property, which is its name is Mercedes. And it ended up being a very good property. So that's one of the our targets. We drilled that property. We have already built an initial resource. We will increase it. And also that property has a lot more potential. So Mercedes is one of the gold properties. The other gold property that we have, it's close to the San Francisco mine. It's called St. Judas. That's a property that we're very optimistic about. It looks very, very similar in potential to the San Francisco mine. It's 40 kilometers west of the San Francisco mine, but within the same geological mega feature called the Sonora Mojave Mega Shear. It's quite exciting. And the third property that we are going to develop soon, that's drilled and explored, is called Veta Tierra. And we are looking at it as another satellite deposit for the San Francisco mine and its processing facilities. That should also go fast. And that's on gold, our priorities. And our silver properties, and the number one priority is a property called the Margarita Silver Project. It's in the state of Chihuahua, a very good state. The property we acquired from Sable Resources last year, it was drilled. It is a high-grade silver project, very, very interesting. We're very excited about it. What we are now about to begin is the infill drilling, extensional drilling, and metallurgical work. The objective would be to have a preliminary economic analysis by year's end, and that's a property that shall bring a good value into Magna. The other property, civil property, is one called La Pima. We put a few holes last year, it's also a very large area. It has many interesting targets within it. We tested three positively. The results are were published on one of our press releases. And then we have another one, civil property called Los Muertos. That's a brownfield property, but in a very interesting area. And that property was drill ready about 25 years ago by geophysics done by a junior Canadian company then. We acquired it very cheaply, very inexpensively. And so those are the three priorities that we have on silver.
So in terms of the work then that's in the near term, let's say throughout the rest of this year, even early on into 2022, what exploration is going to be done? What are going to be the focus properties here early on?
Yes, of course. The focus properties, I'll start with silver, will be Margarita, San Judas, and Veta Tierra this year. And the next year, as we progress, we will do La Pima, Los Muertos, I mentioned San Judas, I don't recall, but that's more or less the sequence that we will proceed with.
Do you have a general estimate of number of meters that the company is planning on drilling, either at the particular projects or total?
Yes, of course. In Margarita, we have a budget of 8,000 meters of drilling, and that may increase according to what we find. But the initial drilling will be mostly infill, as I said, and extensional. The objective is to have an NPV there and discover the additional potential. There are many areas. There are four main veins, and only one has been explored. The Veta Tierra project, we also have an RC program of about 5,000 meters, holes 150 meters deep. And those are aimed at coming up with a mineable reserve, not necessarily very large, but it would be like a satellite pit, which will provide ore for our existing processing facilities. So it's basically, you can call it a variable cost part of the mine. San Judas, we will spend initially about, we will do geophysical lines, and then we have a drill program. We have four targets there, an initial drill program of about 5,000 meters on that one. So that's more or less, and I can give you detail later. There is a detailed more detailed information on our latest press release issued about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, well, I'm going to post a link to the Magna Gold website and the summary of the recent press releases so everyone can work back through that. Arturo, give us a brief update then in terms of where the company stands, cash in the bank to move all of this forward.
Yeah, we are. We've reached the point where the company will start generating free cash as of this month. We just obtained money from the venture. That's $8 million US. So as we generate cash, we shall be ending the year with about $20, $25 million. And so currently I can say that by the end of June, we shall have about $12, $13 million US in the bank.
Okay. One other quick comment here, because it is the first time on the show, let's quickly discuss share structure, because total shares outstanding, just short of 90 million on a fully diluted basis, a little under 95 million. It's the makeup of the shareholders that I want you to quickly address here, because institutional shareholders hold a large component. You also have Argonaut Gold that holds about 12%. Take us through the general shareholdings and how you were able to get such a large institutional holding.
Yes, I think institutional shareholders hold 45%. And most of them are seed shareholders. When we started out as a capital pool corporation, there are great names there. And people who we've done work before, people who knew us from the past, and I can mention Eric Sprott personally, Adrian Day, Delbrook. Delbrook just gave us a debenture, which is in very, very good terms. So fundamentally, shareholders that know us, know our vision, and know our team. And then we have two strategic partners. We have Argonaut. Argonaut ended up keeping the shares that we issued when we bought the mine from Alio Gold. We issued the shares to Alio, and then Argonaut acquired Alio Gold, so they still have the entire position. And then Peal de Mexico, the other shareholder, is also a strategic investor. They are our mining contractors. They are long-term players. For a long time, they wanted to be part of a mining company. And we have that advantage with them. They're very helpful. They've also participated in smaller finances that we've done. The rest is, I don't remember exactly, about 18%, I think it's in the public, and about 8% is management. So it's fundamentally people that believe in our vision and that are, I think they're happy with our performance in the past and now.
Okay, Arturo, I appreciate the update. Again, I'll post that link to the company's website and that summary of news. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Also, just if you want more information on any of these projects, include that in the email and Arturo and I can recap those projects in a bit more detail in future interviews. Arturo, I appreciate your time today. Thank you for the introduction, and we'll chat again in another few weeks.
Thank you very much, Corey.